Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks. This is the podcast where destiny is declared and purpose is unlocked. I'm Pastor Zach, and today's message is personal: becoming who you were born to be. This isn't about doing more, it's about aligning with who you were always meant to be. In a time of confusion, wars, political unrest, and cultural that's consistently shifting, the call to become is not optional. It's essential. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the call, for the command, that it was not canceled out by our failures or our fears, but you yet still called and ordained for this moment to be. And we say yes to you. Open up our ears that we hear from heaven, our hearts that we'll receive, and our spirits that we'll obey. In Christ's name. Amen. Becoming who you were born to be is our theme today. Romans 8, 29, 30 says, God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. That's the Message Bible of Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 29 and verse 30. I want you to think about this. Your identity is not what you've survived. It is what heaven saw when God formed you originally. The world may try to rename you, reroute you, and reintroduce you, but today, somebody said, but today, God reminds you, I shaped you in my image, stamped you with my spirit. I'm calling you into the fullness of who you really are. Think about that today. What lie did you have to unlearn in order to believe what God says about you? There's some lies that we have to unlearn in order to believe what God has said about us. Some theme scriptures we want to give you: Romans 8, 29, 30, we just read. Ephesians 2 and 10, New Living Translation says, you are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ to do the good works he prepared. 1 Peter 2 and 9, Passion Translation says, you are God's chosen treasure, called out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. Three factors I want you to think about today about you being called. You were chosen, changed, and charged. Point one, you were chosen before you were capable. Again, I say you were chosen before you were capable. God didn't choose you because you were ready. He chose you because he was ready. You didn't pick God. He picked you. Your imperfection didn't disqualify you. They just gave you or give him more room to get the glory. Think about that today. When we look at someone in the Bible by the name of Gideon, Gideon called himself the least of his brothers, but God called him a mighty warrior. He was calling him from where he was to a place that God want him to be. You've been living too low for too long. It's time to rise up in the identity heaven wrote about you. Heaven knew your name before earth even knew your struggle. So again, you have been chosen before you were capable. Number two is this: you've been changed into his image. The real you isn't that lost. It's just layered under labels. God is not asking you to become perfect, but to become whole. You're being transformed. Your identity isn't a good or isn't your goal. Your identity is a growth process. When we look at Saul being changed to Paul, but it took a process after the light encounter on the road of Damascus in Acts chapter 9. Stop waiting for it to feel ready. Your transformation has already begun. I'm speaking to someone today. Your transformation has already started. Becoming doesn't happen in the spotlight, it happens in surrender. Here's my final point. Your change, your charge to reflect his glory. In your change, you are charged to reflect his glory. God didn't just save you from something. He saved you for something. Your calling is not a platform. It's actually a mirror of heaven. You've been anointed to live boldly, love deeply, and lead courageously. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine that men would see your good works and glorify his Father, which is in heaven." This is a reason to be seen, not for the applause, but for the assignment. The world doesn't need a copy. It needs the called version of you. As you heard this word today, you've been called to become who you were born to be. And it's not too late. You're not too broken. You're not too far behind. If this message stirs something in you, say yes to God, not to performance, but to becoming. Let us pray. Thank you for choosing us, Father, before we could prove ourselves. Thank you for shaping us, shaping our lives to look like Jesus. Today, we lay down the labels, the lies, and the limitations. We embrace the process of becoming. Grow us, heal us, and revive us. We won't be stuck in who we used to be. We are becoming who heaven has called us to be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Look, you weren't built to be basic. You were crafted for purpose. This week, I challenge you. I challenge you to walk in the grace to become. This isn't reinvention. This is revelation. Because heaven is still speaking and you're still becoming. I'm Pastor Zach. See you the next time. God bless.